Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 11th of the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. Our goal, incredibly simple and clear, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant. That is the solution, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. We don't need revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. It's official, GOP frontrunner Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders rocked the House. They won the first primary. Trump 34, Kasich 16, Cruz 11, nobody else even on the charts. Of course, Christie heads home to reconsider his campaign, says New York Times. Sanders, 60%, Clinton, 38%. Strangely, Clinton has more delegates, though. Fox News melted down and accidentally, they claim, declared Donald Trump the winner in New Hampshire hours before polls closed. Fox News then had to apologize for their, quote, misstep. Ohio homeschoolers are now facing criminal charges for missing paperwork, says WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh. The fact that these families are even facing prosecution is disturbing, to say the least. Obama proposes $4.1 trillion, that's right, with a T, $4.1 trillion budget. Now, some are saying it's the final White House budget for Barack. The 182-page budget is dead on arrival in the Congress, they claim. Kurt asked me if I was surprised. I said, surprised at what? That Barack would turn over a $4.1 trillion budget, that it's only 182 pages, that somehow it's dead on arrival in Congress. They may tweak it slightly, but I guarantee you they passed the last one without a debate. What do you think they're going to do, shut down the government? America's sheriffs turn their back on Beyonce for the Super Bowl formation halftime performance. Yeah, promoting Black Lives Matter, promoting Malcolm X, promoting the Black Panthers. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., on Beyonce's halftime performance, said, would it be acceptable if a white band came out in hoods and white sheets? In other words, he's making the point, both these groups are wrong, militant, belligerent. Reject them both. I agree with David A. Clark Jr. Anheuser-Busch says Peyton Manning was not paid to mention Budweiser in Super Bowl. All right, just an off-script moment, you know. 99% gas may be on its way. Or 99-cent gas, I'm sorry, maybe on its way. They say oil's so cheap it won't even pay to pump it out of the ground. Are you scared yet, folks? That was all 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com and ThePowerMall.com. We talked about Russian hackers moved currency using malware, Group ID says. Well, I guess the government doesn't like people creating and moving currencies and competing with them, huh? Bible verse, quote, too hot for school. I guess killing the fundraiser, etc. You're not allowed to talk about those Bible verses, folks. In online race, it's Amazon and also RANs. Kind of an interesting story about the overwhelming growth and control Amazon has. 51 cents out of every dollar. Amazing. Security increased with bag searches. They had a luggage ban, says USA Today. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Consumer Electronics Show that took place in January. They literally searched everybody to the nth degree. Wouldn't even let you bring in rolling bags and bigger bags. And it reminds me back in 2001, I said they're going to bring this to a theater near you. Eventually, theaters, malls, all kinds of venues, they're going to lock down and search you. And now even to go to sporting events, you got to go through metal detectors and such, right? Donald Trump built a juggernaut and had the media pay for it, the mainstream press is claiming. Okay, good luck with that. They love Donald. They say they hate him, but they love him. The proof is in the pudding, huh? Gas prices in Canada plunge to 62.9 cents in Calgary and 56 0.9 cents in Edmonton. That's, by the way, a liter, not a gallon. So they're just over $2, $2.16 or so. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It still is available on demand at your fingertips via the Roku player. Look for the LNR channel or via LibertyRoundtable.com. That's the wrap for yesterday. News the networks refused to use today starts now. The FBI arrested Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy in Portland at the International Airport last night at 10:10 p.m. Cliven Bundy's been arrested. Folks charged with the same charge as everybody else. Cliven, quote, faces federal charges related to the 2014 standoff at his ranch. So now they're tying the two together, the ranch and the Mal Fuhr battle. And they're saying that they all are under the same single federal felony charge. Nevada lawmaker Michelle Fiore heads to Burns to negotiate. They did. They negotiated. The remaining occupiers in the refuge, Sean and Sandy Anderson, husband and wife, David Fry and Jeff Banta, well, they were all there last night. They had a live stream set up. It was a phone call, if you will. So the people at the refuge dialed in to a friend who then set up a stream, created a conference call, and you had the occupiers in the refuge on a phone line. You had kind of the anchor man, a friend of theirs, the one putting the stream together. It kind of looked like it was from the Bundy Ranch, but I don't think it was. Then you had different people on the line. Michelle Fiore landed in Portland and was driving to location. And she was on the line, and the FBI kept moving in. The last four occupiers, those are the folks that have been camping alone since January 28th at the headquarters of the Malfield Wildlife Refuge. They agreed Wednesday night to surrender in the morning. So last night they said, we'll surrender in the morning. They did so after the FBI infiltrated buildings overnight, undetected. The FBI then hemmed in the occupiers with armored vehicles and negotiated with them for 5 hours and then finally got their surrender. So there's nobody in the refuge anymore. The four are gone and arrested. Cliven Bundy's been arrested. And there you have it. The fear was Cliven Bundy was going to roll into town today and do something. And so they arrested him in Portland and never even got close. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I told everybody if Bundy tried to go to the refuge, he'd get arrested before he ever even got there, or there'd be some kind of a gunfight or something. It would go all wrong. It was ill-advised, to say the least. Richard Mack actually called Cliven and tried to talk him out of it, but Cliven would not listen. And now we got a bunch more people in jail, Kurt.
Well, you know, it's... A buddy of ours even calls it Prison Planet. I guess if we just get enough jails, you know, we can all be safe, right?
Everybody can go to jail, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there wouldn't be any more trouble if everybody was in jail.
You know, the sad part about this, Kurt, is the last four that were in the refuge, they've all got, I shouldn't say they all, I know at least several of them have criminal records.
Oh.
You know, relating to weapons charges and drug charges and misdemeanors and all kinds of, you know, problems. Mm-hmm. And we've lost sight of this whole thing, in my opinion. When was the last time you heard someone talking about freeing the Hammonds?
It's been a while.
You know, unless it comes from us, it's not hardly talked about. When was the last time we talked about creating an appropriate defense fund for Ammon and those guys? When was the last time people started talking about investigating... not retribution like the militants or the militia want to do, but I'm talking about true investigation into the Finicum death to see exactly what happened when and get a true handle on the timeline and who did what, start getting names of those who were involved on the government side, what authority, what accountability they have, kind of stuff. When was the last time someone started talking about those realities?
Good point.
And the reality of having maybe David Ward, the sheriff, resign. This judge needs to resign. What's that guy's name? Grasty or whatever?
Nasty Grasty.
All right, get that dude to resign. When was the last time we started talking about cleaning up belligerent corruption in a town or in a county? and start talking common sense about real solutions, letting the checks and balances of the law of the land work. Now, I know everybody's saying to me, Sam, those don't work. That's the problem. You just don't get it. They don't work anymore. And my response is, you know what? I got more evidence that it does work than you have that it doesn't work. And I'm prepared to debate that with anybody all day long. It doesn't work when nobody's engaged. That's for sure. It doesn't work when nobody puts up any money. That's for sure. It doesn't work when you have, you know, people arming themselves to the teeth on both sides of the equation. That's for sure. But it does work when certain things are done. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby on your radio. So yeah, a lot of stuff happened overnight, ladies and gentlemen. You had literally some estimate up to 60,000 people last night listening to the live stream of this negotiation taking place. You could hear in the background the FBI and others saying, put your hands up and surrender now. You heard the occupiers that were there saying, I'm not leaving my weapon, but I don't want to die. Okay, I don't mean to be offensive here, and I know people are really defensive of the occupiers and what they've done, but I maintained from the very beginning, and I'll say it now, the takeover of that building was absolutely stupid. And the unwillingness to leave when the government asks you to leave, just creates a standoff situation that's no good. And I'm sad that Lavoie Finicum lost his life. I think he was an absolute gentleman. I think he was a great family guy. And I think the government's out of line. And I want to find out the truth regarding his death. I think excessive force was used, and it did not need to be. I'll be very clear on that. But I don't know enough of the details to really tell you more than that. And I know this. It's sad that he lost his life. Don't misunderstand anything I'm about to say right now. But I want to be very clear. What did these people think was going to happen? When you take over a building, you refuse to leave, you're armed to the teeth, you know the government has a bigger gun than you do. What do you think is going to go down? And I'm grateful that only one person lost their life. This could have been, we know the government's evil. This could have been a massive bloodbath. And I'm grateful that it didn't turn out worse than it has. The problem that I see now is more and more people getting themselves arrested. It doesn't make the job easier for any of us on the outside who may want to help raise money for their defense. It means less people can actually fight for liberty. It means we're going about this in the wrong way, folks. Now we're going to trust the courts to provide justice. So we say there's no justice in America, so we got to do this to bring attention to our cause. We got to do this because we'd rather, what, die on our feet than live on our knees? One person lost their life. The rest are on their knees and in jail now. Now, there are some gains. You know, they had solitary confinement for many of them, right? And now they claim that attorneys have got that worked out. Good news to some degree. Pete Santilli now has the ACLU fighting for him. So, you know, there's progress here. But now what I'm saying is, what are we to do? That's a phrase that Ammon used quite often, and I concur with his sentiments there. What are we to do now? You got Cliven and both of his boys in jail. You got Finicum dead. I mean, who's at these ranches now? Women and children and nobody else? Okay, where do we go from here? We're just going to rely on the courts and hope to get good attorneys to take care of business? What is our hope now? That legislators come to their aid? Michelle Fiore coming. I appreciate her involvement. I'm not trying to be critical of anybody here. But I am asking, what are we to do? It's a great question that Ammon Bundy's asked. How do we get a redress of grievances? But I'm just telling you, one of the things that the government usually does is they either file so vague a charges that it's very hard to get a handle on, which they've done now. And then as things go further, they pile on the charges. And then it's like, you know what? Let's see how much we can throw up against the wall and see what'll stick, right? That's kind of where we are. But now we have a lot of people to battle about this. And we got a lot of money that has to be raised and a lot of representation that needs to take place if there is going to be any justice. And if we don't have justice, then the, what, those who want to create a civil war have even more to gripe about. Sadly, I think there are other solutions that would be much better. But ladies and gentlemen, you know what it requires? It requires more and more people to find peaceful solutions. There's an alert, ladies and gentlemen, on the Bundy Ranch blog. It says, alert, wake up America, wake up we the people, wake up patriots. It's time. Cliven Bundy is heading to the Harney County Resource Center in Burns, Oregon. Well, he's not now. He's arrested, by the way. And then it says, we want patriots, patriots, patriots. Everyone needs to come to Burns and help us. Now, I don't understand what value is going to come from going to Burns, Oregon. Okay? The masses should not go. The town is divided as all get out. Some are saying there's a no-fly zone over Burns right now. You got government there, armed to the teeth, swarming the place. You've got all kinds of people there, armed to the teeth, and we don't even know their agenda. Some are provocateurs. Some say some are mercenaries. Some say they're just good old boys, ranchers, and people that want freedom. Some say, you know, the whole situation is a powder keg. It is not getting better. It's getting worse. And the more people call to go to Oregon, the worse it gets. I don't see the value. I do see the value in freeing the Hammonds. I do see the value in creating a redress of grievance opportunity. I don't see the value in how they're going about it at all. And I never have. And I've said so. And I've been criticized much for my stance. Now, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, will be heading to Burns tomorrow, Friday. He will be speaking Friday night at the fairgrounds in the building there. I can't remember what the building's called. And he will be speaking about, we've got an incredible opportunity right now, a lot of momentum. Whether you agree or disagree with some of the actions taken, you know what? We disagree with them, but that's behind us now. What matters now is how do we use this momentum most effectively to advocate for constitutional principles, to advocate and adjudicate for liberty. And how do we, listen carefully, stand up for what's right, have justice and due process, but at the same time have accountability for actions? That's the question. And when do you determine someone's done something wrong and when haven't they? In other words, are any of the charges the government's leveling legitimate? Some would say no, of course not. I say yes. Okay, David Fry and several of these people, once you have an indictment against you, an FBI indictment, can you just ignore that? Or do you need to answer before the law? See, at what point do you have order in America and what point don't you? At what point in the name of freedom can you do what is the real questions that need to be asked? Kurt, you want to respond to this a little bit? What do you think? I think the whole thing, they're going about it all wrong and it's getting worse.
Well, you know, and I don't think we would say this if we weren't aware of a whole lot of real solutions, daily ongoing solutions. You know, I can give you about, you know, four or five of them just off the top of my head. You know, the work we do in the media would be one. Of course, the work with the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, the Give Me Liberty Fund. There's just a lot of real solutions that are, well, that you can do outside of jail. You know, and we just think that we might as well work on those things while we can and, you know, hope for peaceful solutions. And that's just how we feel.
I want to get into it a little bit more because I want to break this down, folks, so you understand exactly what we're saying and what we're not. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite, or maybe not so favorite anymore, huh, if you disagree with us, radio station.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. And that's the problem. Ammon Bundy and those guys are very, very correct when they talk about, you know what, we got a problem with due process in America today. We got a problem with redress of grievances. The government's not listening to us, and they continue to abuse people and flat out destroy them because they may or may not have the money or the representation or fairness in the courts, or the list goes on and on and on. The corruption at government, or in government, I should say, at all levels is absolutely ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's problematic. There's no question about it. Okay, they're right as rain. But their actions were ill-advised. And it used to be one action. You know what? They took over the refuge. Okay, we could agree to disagree. They shouldn't have done it, I think. They say they should have. Ammon and I debated this literally live on the radio. We both think we're right, and we're both not about to change our position. Nevertheless, that was one action, Kurt. And you can set that aside and say, all right, let's follow Chrisanne's advice, Chrisanne Hall, and let's make lemonade. Let's do the best we can with what we've got here. That's fine, but Kurt, what you start to see is ill-advisable action upon ill-advisable action upon stupid. Okay, Ammon Bundy in jail telling people, hey man, involve yourself in civil disobedience. While he's in solitary confinement, he's saying, hey, nation, get involved in civil disobedience. Then the four occupiers are saying, we're not going to leave. We don't care if there's warrants out for our arrest and charges against us and we've been indicted. Who cares? We're not leaving. I mean, they're yelling, don't kill me, but I'm not giving up my guns. And the FBI's going, all right, how do we get these guys out of here? And you've got then Cliven Bundy announcing, I'm going to Burns. I'm going to join everybody at the refuge. But how do you expect the government to deal with this? You think they're just going to be like, no problem, Cliven. You're free to move about the cabin, sir. Okay, I'm just telling you, you could already predict what would happen. I said, you know what? Cliven's going to get arrested before he ever gets there. Or there's going to be some kind of horrible, worse scenario of gunplay, and somebody's going to be hurt or dead. I predicted it. We tried to talk Cliven out of it just 2 days ago. I tried to talk Ammon out of it the second I heard he took over the refuge, or he occupied the refuge, or he politely walked in and turned on the lights, whatever you want to say, okay? But you see ill-advised action upon more actions. Now it's all about these four that held out longer. Now more people have charges. Now we're really, our battle is, how do we get Pete Santilli out of jail? The ACLU working on it. How do we get lawyers for Ammon and, well, it used to be Ammon and Ryan. Now it's Ammon, Ryan, and Cliven. How are we going to, and now we got to deal with not only the Malfeer fiasco, but now we got to talk about the Bundy Ranch and charges filed related to that, too. And now, we got to investigate Finicum's death. And now we got to, where's all the money going to come from? Where's all the effort going to come from? Where do we concentrate our efforts now? What are we even going to accomplish? What's been accomplished to date? Just the general idea that government's corrupt is all get out? We already knew that. Okay, a lot of education about land and about the West. I agree. But what have we accomplished? And what's our plan of action for greater accomplishments? And that's really what we need to talk about here. I agree with Chris Ann. We need to make lemonade. We do. Now, the whole state of Oregon, the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, 36 sheriffs in total, released a joint statement, Kurt, a press release. And in this press release, they talked about how they believe there are three branches of government. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. And they, as sheriffs, work for the executive branch of the government. It goes right on down this line. And Chris Ann Hall did an incredible broadcast about this yesterday where she absolutely ripped apart their press release and laid out educationally what the reality is and how misinformed the sheriffs are, and that's the problem we've got, and she's right as rain. I want to add quickly to that and then make my point. Not only are there checks and balances at the federal level, people, between the three branches of government, legislative, judicial, and executive, but there are checks and balances from the federal to the state level and to the county level as well. And so if the sheriffs believe they work for the executive branch of the federal government, they've lost their marbles. If you don't believe me, go check out Richard Mack's court case where the federal government in or at the Supreme Court documents the fact that there are dual sovereignties or checks and balances between the feds and the states. So no, the sheriff is not the executive branch of the federal government in any stretch of the imagination. It's bogus. So there's not only checks and balances with the three branches of government, but there are checks and balances between the feds and the states as well, Kurt. Do you want to add a little bit to this?
Yep. You know, as you consider these things, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the different situation we find ourselves in makes me think of a book by a buddy of ours. The guy's name is Jack Monet. M-O-N-E-T, I think that's right. Jack's book is called...
Yeah, those of us who don't know nothing but to eat French fries would say Jack Monette, but I agree with
you. Yeah, that's right. Good point. Anyway, his book is called Awakening to the Sense of Our Awful Situation.
Amen.
that's where we find ourselves in America and the world these days. And you know, you simply have to ask yourself, hey, what can be done? You know, it seems to me...
Yeah, like Hammond says, what are we to do?
Yeah, good point. It's a great point. And yet, it seems to me that, though, I guess you could say in all of history, if I think of maybe the most persecuted, if you will, gentleman that would be Jesus Christ. And, you know, he knew there was... I guess you could say plenty of folks out to get him. And yet, you know, he continued on and even said, be of good cheer. You know, like Steve Voss in one of his songs, he says, you know, thank God for the renegades. You know, and the people, for example, the founding fathers would have been renegades. Now, the question is, though, what do we do? And we watch as individuals. You know, I was thinking of a little mommy lately that I know of that's been copying a whole bunch of stuff to take to the state legislature about the whole situation with the vaccines. And we see, you know, individuals doing all they can to correct other problems, whether it's in their little local cities. Some feel that they're, you know, just knocking their head against the wall. And yet, many that we know of continue their work, sometimes we're even joined in this, quote, choir that we live in, we get additional members, right, Sam?
Yes. Now, White Rose wants to chime in from Colorado, Kurt, but I can tell you before he even gets on what he's going to say. He's going to say, you know what? There is no law. There are no opportunities there. If you go back to 1861, you know, the Constitution was tossed out. We don't have any chance anymore. And there's no solutions there, folks. Hi, White Rose.
Hi, Sam. Good morning.
That's exactly what you're going to say, right?
No, I'm not going to say that at all. What I'm going to say is you can never plea, because plea means pray. And if you're praying, you're down on your knees to the false God. And if you do that, you're finished from the start. And that means if you get a lawyer, you're finished. Because as soon as a lawyer represents you, his first duty...
See, that's false, though. You're not telling the truth. That's false.
I'm not telling the truth. What do you mean I'm not?
Well, I'll give you an example. Nick Finch was a sheriff in Florida, and he hired an attorney. And the federal government, along with the state of Florida... basically arrested the sheriff. He went to jail. He paid a big old sum, got out of jail. He battled the government. He eventually hired an attorney, and he won. There was liberty in Liberty County. They had to put him back as sheriff. They had to give him back pay, and he was successful. The idea that you hire an attorney and you're finished is false. I can give you another example. Let me give you another example. Hold on.
My answer to that is this.
Hold on. You don't get an answer yet. Hold on.
Once in a while.
Hold on. I'm going to give you another example. Sheriff Richard Mack won at the Supreme Court with attorneys in hand, and he beat the Clinton administration in court. I gave you two modern recent examples, sir.
Okay, good. They let you win once in a while because they have to make it look good. Okay, so that covers that subject, okay? But what I still have to say is this. That they have to stand on those Supreme Court decisions when they go to court. They have to stand on Prince Mack versus USA Inc. That they won that decision. That the Brady Bill is non-existent. They're being charged with the Brady Bill, and the Brady Bill is non-existent because it was defeated in the Supreme Court. So they have to stand on that decision. They have to stand on the Clearfield Doctrine. They have to stand on Bond versus the United States, and they have to put the judge that they're standing in front of. In between a rock and a hard place.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give you more time, but we got to move to other calls too. Stay right there. Got a quick hard break. I gave you two modern examples where people in the courts have been successful. I can give you more. So hold on. We'll do it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so White Rose, Colorado, wanted to make a statement. Go ahead, sir. Finish up.
You say two cases went our way, which is fine. That's great. But, you know, it's two out of how many millions of cases that didn't go our way?
Well, we can debate the how many millions if we want to, but you said, hold on, White Rose, you got to have a conversation.
Our prisons, well, let me make a statement, then you can react to it.
Hold on, you already made a statement. I've muted you, so you're not going anywhere. Okay, You made a statement, and I'm going to respond. You said you hire a lawyer and you're done. I just proved to you that's not correct, sir.
Okay. Not all the time is it correct.
That's right. Now that we're getting somewhere, go ahead.
Not all the time is it correct, but most of the time it is. Our prisons are, we have the highest prison population on the planet. For what reason? Because they're making money out of it, because the government is a legal fiction corporation for profit, and every person on the planet is now turned into a legal fiction corporation for profit.
Okay, now you're back to your 1861 argument, though. I told you that's exactly where you were going.
1861 is what they're doing right now. They've turned everybody into a...
I know, but it's based on your 1861 example argument where they made that change, right?
Well, they made it in the 14th Amendment.
All right, but it all started with 1861 where the Constitution got derailed and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we lost the true seat of government when they had no quorum. When the Southern states walked out, they couldn't even close the session. Technically, the session of 1861 is still in effect.
Let me give you another example. A lot of people say, you know what, there's no point in voting. The elections are all rigged. There's no hope. But I have an example in Utah where we kicked out Bob Bennett and got rid of a horrible senator because the people came together and said enough is enough, and they demanded change, and they got it. And then you would say, well, that's one in millions. And my response is, no doubt we have more losses than wins, but most people don't put their money where their mouth is. Most people don't really stand up for what matters. You've got maybe, I don't know, I don't even know how many patriots I can say are in America that understand and that are really ready to go, but the number's tiny. If I ask Americans for a dollar a day to fund take back of the media to educate, I can't hardly raise $5. So, you know what, 90% of the problems we face are not because the system doesn't work. It's because people are not engaged in the system at all.
That's right. That's why I'm asking for people to come and join me in court and refuse to stand up for the judge when the bailiff says all rise, to make a point, a peaceful point. I don't want nobody to bring any guns. I don't want no belligerent people. I want people that are going to be quiet and peaceful and just do a peaceful, quiet demonstration to make a point here that the government's a legal fiction corporation for profit. You know what that means? Legal fiction means it's a make-believe. It's make-believe. It's all make-believe.
And I agree that you believe that, but I'm telling you the judge will not agree with that.
Well, it has nothing to do with believing. It has to do with it's a Supreme Court decision and is down in the books.
I understand.
I don't believe nothing. I know something. I know that it's down in the books. Bond versus the United States, the Clearfield Doctrine. Plain as the nose on everybody's face.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't change the fact that people are going to jail over that very debate.
Well, it's because they don't know anything about it, and they're not sticking up for themselves. They got to know stuff so they can stick up for themselves, like I did in court when I was at the arraignment.
When do you go next?
Judge to put his foot in his mouth three times.
When do you go next?
He says, we don't have nothing to do with the UCC here. Yeah? What kind of court are you then?
When do you go next?
The judge says, we don't have nothing to do with Bond versus United States or the Clearfield Doctrine here.
All right, I got to let you fly. When do you go to court next?
I go to court on Leap Day, February 29th.
All right, sir. We'll be watching for it. I got another call. I got to fly.
My website, please.
Go ahead.
Can I plug my website?
Go ahead, sir.
TheWestRose.SimpleSite.com. Please check it out. Help me.
Say it one more time.
Welcome court. Okay. Thanks for...
No, wait. Say it one more time.
TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. The back page, the whole story.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Pete, you're on the radio.
You know what I like about the White Rose is these boots on the ground. You know what? Yeah, I mean, somebody...
You're right about that,
and,
sir.
It's pretty good, isn't it? I think the best thing that people can
Well, let me stop you there, Pete, and say one thing. I agree with you 1,000%. If we had enough people that were willing to actively stand for their beliefs peacefully, we wouldn't have the problem we have today. So I agree with both of you there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Sam, honestly, there are a lot of people that stand up. But here's the problem. They don't have the money, to take these people to court. You're going to pay the attorney, and then you're going to pay the court, and then you're going to settle. That's all they want to do is settle. So, and it takes time. You see, and that's their ballpark. It's like if you and I were playing chess and you didn't know the rules, I'm going to clobber you every time. And people don't know the rules. But the fact of the matter is that every federal agency is unconstitutional to begin with. Not only are they unconstitutional.
Hold on, not all of them, though.
Oh, every one of them. Every federal agency.
No, come on. Congress is not unconstitutional.
Well, maybe. What? Who?
Congress, by its nature, is not unconstitutional.
We're not talking about Congress. We're talking about federal agencies. Congress is a board of directors.
All right. You think the post office is legitimate?
Huh?
You think the post office is legitimate?
I think the United States Post Office is legitimate. I think the United States Postal Service is a corporate entity.
I know. Now you're going back to 1861, my friend.
Well, my friend, I'll mail you a letter for 3 cents because they still honor it. You know, I use 3 cent stamps all the time from the United States Post Office. And it isn't 1861. It's 1871. It's called the Act of 1871, okay?
No,
get that straight. They abandoned... Without day. They adjourned without day is what it's called.
No, I understand.
We'll see. But, yeah, I think if all the people, and I'm not talking patriots now, I'm just talking people, that came together and would support one cause, which would be to either abolish the federal agency, the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, or make them act under constitutional guidelines. I think that's a reasonable way to go about it.
I don't disagree with your point, but I will say this. We can't even debate what reasonable constitutional guidelines are.
Well, I'd say supporting a person's opportunity to be securing his property, papers, and effects, to not incriminate himself, the right to keep and bear arms, freedom of speech, what they're doing.
All right, and I made the point, if we stick with the Ten Commandments on the individual level for self-government in the Bill of Rights to restrain government, we wouldn't have the problem either. You're right about that.
Well, you know, the Ten Commandments, great commandments. And, of course, you know, God, the Bible is a book of statutes and ordinance. And for not only morally, but the maxims of the law and natural law, and this country, it mentions just weights and measures in the Constitution, I believe, under money. And we don't have that.
You're correct,
we
sir.
We don't have any. And that's what I think that's what's killing us the worst is our money is so, it's such a Ponzi scheme. People are so conditioned. And then they perpetrate the fraud by saying, well, it's your tax money, when in reality, Sam, look at it. Says note. What does note mean to you?
Debt.
You
know? It's debt. You're correct on all that, and that's why Utah's probably one of the lead states to try to unwind this fiasco we find ourselves in of unconstitutionality and perversion and corruption in government with the Sound Money Act, with the Honest Money Act of Utah. You know, you can use gold and silver as currency now. Sure, we got a battle to get it completely ubiquitous, but we are working on it, and there are serious efforts in that regard. And that's another example to prove my point. These guys won at the legislature and have won in court to defend legal tender as gold and silver coinage and honest money. That was a huge road to hoe that we've, again, won because enough people got involved.
Hey, I love you guys out there in Utah, man. That's excellent. But I got to tell you, I don't know what the population of Utah is. It might be easier for you guys to assemble and get ideas across in some of these states, which have millions and millions and millions of people. And then, of course, you know, Minnesota, well, that's a communist country right there. There's only 4 million people in the whole state, I believe, maybe 5. Iowa doesn't even have that many.
All right. Thanks, Pete. I want Kurt to have the last word here. Kurt, what do you say about this? I maintain that when people get involved, there are solutions, and the system does work when used correctly. Some of these guys are saying the system's absolutely broken and just flat out can't work, and I just don't agree with their viewpoints. I can give you example after example. I keep coming up with them, don't I?
Well, that's right, Sam, and we know personally, you are a blind person that was blind since birth. You and your wife have 8 children.
Not sure what that has to
do
with, but okay.
You literally sold a home and bought your own radio station. Just one individual, the difference that you have made, and now you run a radio network called Liberty News Radio, you're suggesting to people that, hey, there are solutions, and you simply have done it. You've lived those. You know of a number of other things that can be done at this time, and yet when you tell folks about that, they simply don't listen many times.
And some do, and I'm grateful for those who do.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the patriots say it was 1861, the big change. Some say it was 1871, and some say it was this act, and some say it was that. And I get the divide, and I get the controversy there. I don't believe, though, that pursuing that debate is the way to unwind the problems that we have over the last 100 years. In other words, as Kurt always says, it's a target-rich environment. What do you focus on the most? And I know this, the liberals are successful because they deal with things piecemeal. One line here, one line there. Rome wasn't built in a day idea. And we're not going to unwind the problems that we face in one day either. And so we've got to work on solutions one bit at a time. And I believe the most important change we can make is to own the media, because then we can educate. And without that, I don't care what we do, we'll always be put in a box and they'll always lie about us. This nation shall endure.